been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It is the August 2nd edition of the Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds. Which will it be today? Now, show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, chartered financial analyst Barry Kite. Also, we'll be talking to him here in a moment. The market started off, you know, I thought it was a little overbought the last couple of weeks. We haven't said that in a long time. It's been oversold. And then all of a sudden we had that pretty good rally. We had the turnaround, the stunning turnaround, trend reversals. And it got a little overheated late last week, and now we're off two down days in a row. We'll see if that you know, it can kind of level off here in a bit. Dow's down 279 right now, 32,519, and we still got a whole nother week, a whole nother 50% of the earnings to come in here in the next few weeks. NASDAQ down 55 points. 12,313. S&P down 25, but it's clear up at 4,094 right now. Russell 2000 is down just a couple of points. Crude oil's up 41 cents, but it's cleared down to $94.30 on fear of global weakness. That's always a buzz phrase that goes around. Silver down 13 cents. The 10-year is clear down at 2.62. And Bitcoin not having a good day, down 472 to 22,797. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now, or is it Best Inverse Funds Now show? It looks like Best Inverse Funds. Now, Barry, while you were in Europe, the market did a stunning turnaround. You know, we were in that downtrend from November 22nd of last year. We had the S&P go down 34%. Okay, it bottomed several weeks before you left for Europe, and then it hit bottom. Then it started going sideways. And then while you were gone, it took off to the upside. So can you leave again, please?
Yeah, but if we need to go, I'll have to get some plane tickets in place. We'll see what we'll see how quick I can get out of here.
Yes, you know, you were good luck for the market,
right?
And but I did say last week, look, it looks a little overbought to me here, a little too irrationally exuberant, and we do have a sell-off for the first 2 days here in August. We had a lot of earnings reports come in last night. The Dow stocks, not so good. I think it was DuPont and one other one, which we'll get to. There were some good reports in the NASDAQ. We were up
a
little
bit.
Some
oil names. Yeah,
there were some.
Energy reported. None of those names really moved much.
No.
On their, even though they had great earnings. I mean, I think Devin Blue beat earnings estimates by like 22 cents or something. But
yes, and some of the refinery stocks reported. I know that Marathon Petroleum. But the big news this morning, Taiwan Air Force fighters escorting Pelosi flight is to land in about 30 minutes. Okay, will all hell break loose? Or will it be a nice touchdown, a nice visit, and a return to America? Well, we'll see. China has threatened the U.S. over this trip. I don't see why American citizen can't visit Taiwan, but I guess the Speaker of the House is a different thing. I don't know. But anyways, there's a lot of consternation over that event that's about to take place here in roughly 30 minutes. Okay, so here's what we've got cooking here today. Quite a bit, actually, in the news today. Yesterday, as I said, the market was overbought, and it did do a little bit of settling. We'll call it settling. Okay, the market goes on a tear, really, for a couple of weeks, and then it kind of has to consolidate those gains, and that's what it did yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 22, the Dow was down 47, no big deal. and then we're down again today. We didn't have a lot of news yesterday. There weren't a lot of earnings estimate or earnings reports out. We had a good one after the close that we'll talk about here in a little bit. So anyways, we trimmed a little bit of last week's gains in the market. And I checked also another big event happening, that ship that left Odessa, the port of Odessa, with 27,000 tons of corn. It's still afloat. It's still heading toward its destination. It's chugging along at 11 knots and is expected.
You're tracking it on your app, right?
On Ship Tracker, yeah.
Cool.
Some of our clients track my little fishing boat, and when they don't hear from me, oh, he's fishing. No, I go fishing. Well, you know, on Saturday, when I can get away, hasn't been too often. I was out last Saturday, though, but it was a little bouncy out there, not comfortable. Anyways, that ship continues to chug towards Tripoli. No incidents yet, but why does that impact your 401k or your IRA? Because we saw a big drop in commodities yesterday. You know, if Ukraine is back to normal with shipping of soybeans and wheat and corn, etc., well, that dropped the price of corn and wheat futures. And we also saw it impact other commodities yesterday. And there has been broad weakness recently in commodities. So it's not like earlier this year, definitely some weakness. The commodities were red hot there for the first several months of this year. Now, that port in Odessa reportedly has 600,000 tons of grain ready to ship in 16 vessels. If the newly agreed safe shipping corridors prove reasonably successful, it would go a long way to easing shortages of grains across Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Now, I don't know why the destination is Tripoli in Lebanon. I mean, they've had their own share of problems there with the blowing up of that silo was full of, the chemicals to make bombs with. So we'll see. But the first ship is en route, and that could also help bring down inflation a little bit, too, if those grains are allowed. Now, on Saturday, Russia took out the big CEO of the grain company in Ukraine, him and his wife. So mixed signals, and they also shot down a building in Odessa right after the agreement was made.
Right.
Unpredictable, to say the least, okay? That's why everybody's a little bit on edge here today about Pelosi's visit, which we've been warned about by President Xi. Okay, now, that's why they're blaming the Dow futures decline. Well, there were some earnings. But they're blaming geopolitical tensions rising with Pelosi headed to Taiwan, okay?
Well, and the market hates uncertainty. We talk about it all the time. Anything that's, you get an uncertain event, right? And then you can, who knows what can happen.
Yeah, and it may not happen immediately. We just don't know what's going to become of this. But the market also doesn't like DuPont's earnings, DD. It's down 1.7%. And then the other one that reported today from the Dow, Caterpillar, and the big cat is down 4%. So there's a lot of the drop in the Dow right there is coming from Caterpillar.
And we had a decline in the PMI yesterday. It was I think it's the first time first decline in the PMI I think since I want to say it's been a couple of years. Yeah, in over 2 years. So
yeah,
it came in at 52.2. It was expected to be 52.3, and it was 52.7 in June. So it was the first decline in output since June of 2020.
Yeah, that's quite a while. Okay, so now, right, with the best-case scenario is she lands safely, the saber-rattling continues, they flex their muscles. Worst-case scenario is she cannot afford to, not she, But President Xi cannot afford to look weak amid slowing growth in a deflating property bubble and could be dangerous, sparking some kind of a conflict. So we'll see what happens, but that's what's going on here today. And then, you know, another American public company was hauled in before the House, before Congress yesterday. Actually, they received a subpoena. This time it's Smith and Wesson, okay, a gun maker, SWBI. They're going to be hauled in, and Congress wants to know all about their marketing of their AR-15 style firearms, their sales, how much money they make, etc. So anyways, that's what's going on in the world of politics and back on the Hill today. When we come back, we got a whole lot of earnings to pick through here today. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back. To the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. I'm just looking at the best percent gainers out of my database of about 6,000. Revlon is on top. I think Revlon has got bankruptcy issues. You know, some people, investors love to mess around with that those kinds of stocks. That are on the brink. Revlon has lost money for 8 straight years, okay? It's now a $500 million company. It has really fallen upon hard times. And the question is, can they survive? Well, you know, they get an injection of money, or they get an investment, or they get a loan approved, or whatever. They get a lifeline, in other words. That RAD, Rite Aid, they've been going through that for years. You know, they're like $1 or $2. Some people playing Revlon today. It's up 13% right now. There was very good earnings from the Lyft providers, Uber. Solid chart on Uber, very solid chart on Uber. Uber's up 14.8%. I talked to someone from Sarasota the other day, Barry, last week, and he was talking, he lives near the Sarasota airport, and he was talking about the Sarasota airport is busier than it's ever been.
Wow.
So folks, you know, anxious to get out there after, you know, all of the COVID nightmare and that air traffic and, of course, Lyft. And Uber's up 14.8% today. Will they ever be profitable? That's the big question with Uber. Uber's closing in on break even in the earnings. That's at least some progress. But the one that is turning profitable now is Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
Lyft is expected to make 25 cents this year and 90 cents next year. Yeah, I don't know the difference in the model. Might be overhead. I don't know. Lyft is up 11.4% today, but consider that Lyft was 88 at one time, and now it's 15, and Uber at one time was 64, now it's 28. But you've got a couple of trend reversals going on there. There's some interest in Pinterest today, maybe some M&A activity, maybe some activists coming in to shake things up at Pinterest. It's up 11.7% today. And I would say one of the biggest winners from 2020 was Zoom Info Technologies. That's what you call being in the right place at the right time with, you know, the ability to go virtual and to have team meetings in pajama bottoms, Nice white shirt and a tie on top, but slippers and pajamas, you know. And, you know, all over the country, not leaving your home. And Zoom went all the way up. Actually, this isn't the Zoom. Yeah, that's Zoom. Zoom Info. ZI, right? Is that it?
Or
is
ZM. I think it's ZM.
Oh, okay. This is the other Zoom. There's another Zoom Info. But this is a sales and marketing, business-to-business kind of stock, too. It's up 10.3% today. There's a couple in the green patch, Green Acres. You've got Green Plains, Inc., which makes ethanol out of corn. It's having a huge day today. It's up 10.2%. We have seen quite a bit of action in the renewables. And another one that's kind of a fringe player, but pretty big, Ameresco. Ameresco, they help companies upgrade, and they operate small-scale renewable energy plants. Ameresco is up 8% today. And then one of ours is a big winner today on earnings, Repligen. That's a fairly recent buy. That's a nice move. It's up $22 a share today. That's in our ultra growth portfolio. They're a picks and shovel company to the biotechs. They make consumable bio-pressing processing products for life sciences and biopharmaceutical manufacturing companies. And they're very profitable. Okay, whereas most biotechs can only hope to be profitable or have sales someday, this company is more providing the ingredients and whatnot for these companies. R-G-E-N, Repligen. Nice move there today after earnings. Three times normal volume, up $24 a share now. Okay, and then the monkeypox stock, SIGA, is up 7.8%. There's another one, too. Is it SVAX, S-V-A-X? No, it's something like that. I'll think of it. But three states have now declared a state of emergency, California, New York, and one other with monkeypox. And then you've got the inverse ETF of the day is China. Inverse, three times. You know, China, the market starts to go there in China, and then she cracks down on the big ones, and then RSEC. There's a lot of bad vibes going back and forth between the U.S. and China right now. The SEC was threatening to delist Alibaba earlier this week. And then a tech stock, MPWR, which is kind of a chip stock, it's up 6.7%. I have owned that in the past. That's a chip stock that makes a lot of money and continues to grow. And tonight, we're going to get earnings from AMD. So that's the big one coming tonight. Okay, now, oil. Crude oil was down 5% yesterday. Oil's doing a little better, but China factory data raises demand fears for oil and also weakness in Europe. So oil was actually down, but it's back up again today. It's not over 100. 95 seems to be the support level right now on oil. Okay, now earnings. Caterpillar. We'll begin with Caterpillar. You know, Caterpillar, to me, is one of those stocks, very cyclical. It needs the economy kind of in its sweet spot. And that's not the case right now with two quarters in a row of negative growth. And I've heard that people are getting removed from Twitter if they call it a recession. That's okay, no, whatever, no, you know. No, then they need to change the textbooks and Econ 101 and all that. Don't dare call it a recession.
It's a transition.
It's a transition, and Caterpillar's caught in it. Caterpillar is down 3.1%. But like I say, Caterpillar needs a robust, growing, in sync global economy. So Caterpillar would not be a stock that I own right now, and it's helping bring down the Dow. Okay, a lot more when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show with Bill Gunnarsson and Barry Kite.
Bye.
back here to the final, the second half of the Best Stocks Now show here. The Dow down 300, I think, right now. It's mostly Caterpillar, and now it's down 237, so we got a little rally going on. The Dow is, NASDAQ's down 42, and the S&P is down 16 right now. Okay, so Caterpillar. We went through Caterpillar. Not a stock that that I would be interested in. It's very cyclical. Needs a good, strong, robust economy. Okay, the next one is Cummins Engine. And Cummins is actually a player in the electric vehicle arena.
Yeah, we owned them in the past at one point.
We've owned it. I think you wrote up an article about Cummins Engine. They reported earnings that were better than expected. Okay, they're not as much of a cyclical as a Caterpillar is. They manufacture diesel and natural gas engines. There's where they're a pretty big player, is those natural gas engines, which may be making a comeback to replace the diesel engines. And they also make electric power generation systems. Let's just take a look at their quarter here. Cummins Engines sales were up 8% year over year. It looks like that's about what the overall S&P 500 is going to be year over year, so that's average. But their earnings are up 23%. Not a bad chart on Cummins. It's a good company. A relative strength of 82, but it's just not quite there for me. The yield is 2.9%. And let's just check and see where it's ranked in the app just for fun, because for me, I mean, that holds a lot of weight. It is currently ranked at number, actually not bad, 251 out of 6,059 is Cummins Engines. Okay, now the next one, DuPont. They report earnings. I think they're in the Dow, and that probably has something to do with the drop in the Dow. I would also say that DuPont is a cyclical. Man, DuPont has been in a downtrend since the beginning of the year. Not a good-looking stock at all. They manufacture plastic, chemical, agricultural products for the global food, transportation, and other markets. Their sales were up 7% year-over-year, earnings up 11% year-over-year. And the rank of the stock tells me just about everything, whether I need to go any further with it. 2,348. Out of 6,059, it's down 1.4% today. Now, remember, all of these stocks are members of the S&P 500 for the most part. So at the end of this week, as of last Friday, we were at 56% of the companies had reported. By the end of this week, we're going to be up around 75 to 80%. And I think your earnings estimates for this year and next year will pretty much be locked in after that. So all of these are weighing in, and they all have an impact on those S&P 500 aggregate earnings. Marathon Petroleum, okay, this is a refinery stock, and this is another one that we own. And Marathon's actually bucking the trend here today, Barry. It's up 2.6%. That's not bad with the Dow down 230 points. Marathon has a relative strength of 96, meaning it's only 4% of the stocks out there are performing better than Marathon. We're happy about that. And Marathon has been ranked a lot higher. It's at 1,909. It went through a pretty stiff sell-off.
Well, but, and as a refiner, right, they're in a little bit more insulated from the price of, you know, from the day to day movement in oil. But
yes, but it does move with oil.
Oh, certainly.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now listen to their quarter. Oh my God, their sales were up 82% year over year. 82%. Okay, so, you know, this is why we own. These are the kind of stocks we own. We don't own stocks that are single-digit growth companies. Marathon is sitting in a sweet spot right now because there's not a lot of refineries out there. So their sales were up 82%. Their earnings were up 189%. Listen to their last four quarters. Earnings up 146% four quarters ago, up 191% three quarters ago, up 366% last quarter, and up 189% this quarter. That's a CanSlim stock.
Yeah.
That's a momentum stock. And get this, it still only has a P.E. ratio of 6. So anyways, the U.S. Air Force plane headed for Taiwan after South China Sea detour. Some kind of detour. I don't know if they had to go around a fleet of Russian fighter jets or what, but it has not landed yet. I'm watching it on Twitter. Okay, so that's a good one for us. On a down day, we have a nice winner there, and that's a big position. It's also a dividend. Not only is it growing, it pays a dividend yield of 2.6%. Okay, this must be refinery day. We also have CVR Energy, which is another one that we don't own. It's having a good day. It's up 4.42%, up 4.42%. And then there was one other oil stock. No, I guess not. Okay, now we get to some tech stocks, okay? This is another one of our stocks, Arista Networks. Dang, it was up. And now it's up just 29 cents. But still, on a day. Now, Arista competes with Cisco. They compete with Cisco very well. They've been a much faster-growing company than Cisco. I talked to somebody last week that works for Cisco, or did work for Cisco, and he was very aware of Arista. I talked a little bit about Arista with him, ANET, A-N-E-T. He said, oh, yeah, man, that's a well-run company. Anytime that stock pulls back, that's a good buy. And it pulled back to 89 here recently. I bought it somewhere in the last couple of weeks, and they did report. They had a nice earnings report. Their sales were up 49%, and their earnings were up 59%. That's our kind of numbers right there. We like really good growth at a reasonable price, okay? The forward P.E., it's about 30, 28 or so, but, you know, this is a fast-growing company. Okay, the next one, Marriott. This is always kind of a bellwether for the consumer. Marriott is down a little bit, but they had a good report. They beat earnings, and they had a bullish travel forecast. Bullish travel forecast. So people are traveling again. And then the fertilizer stocks. Let's check in on them. We don't own any fertilizer stocks. We got rid of them quite a while back. But CF, that's a nice report. That's a nice chart. CF Industries is rebounding nicely. They missed earnings. They missed revenue, but they must have guided higher. Listen to this. Okay, their sales up 113% year over year.
Wow.
And one of the reasons is because the price of their the product has gone way up. And their earnings are up. They made $6.21 per share. This same quarter last year, they made $1.15. So their earnings are up 440%. And that is a beautiful chart, up 4.8%, and a very good report out of CF. There's one other fertilizer stock, UAN. It's also rebounding. Nitrogen fertilizers. Now, remember, you've got the European Union wanting the farmers to cut back on fertilizer. Nancy Pelosi's plane lands in Taiwan. That's just a quick update. Anyways, and Canada, Justin Trudeau wants the farm. And there's riots taking place. There's protests like you can't believe. I mean, if you're a farmer and you reduce the use of fertilizer, nitrogen on your crops, you're not going to get the yield. that you used to get. You're not going to get the sales and the revenue that you used to get, and you're not going to get the earnings that you used to get. And there's not going to be the food supply hitting the markets either. So, but anyways, that's where it stands with the fertilizer stocks. Okay, when we come back, we'll mention a few stocks that are popping off the page here today. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. With the Dow still underwater, being dragged down by DuPont and Caterpillar. NASDAQ starting to come back, however. We'll see where we end the day. We've got some important earnings coming tonight. A lot of earnings reports coming here tonight. And so let's see. What are we going to feature here today? Well, you know what, Barry? I got to go back to this Celsius Holdings. Man, that's a powerful chart. How did I find Celsius Holdings? Well, you know what? I mean, I've used their product. I don't personally like it myself.
I don't think that somebody gave me one on the, you know, like a I guess it was a, you know, like a sample or something in front of a store. They had like a little setup one day, and it wasn't very good personally for my own taste.
Horrible. But you know, look, they have weight loss, they have energy. You give you energy, you lose weight. What could be better? You know, well, anyways, I think it was Pepsi. Was it Pepsi that made a 15% buy in the stock? Okay. And Celsius, CELH, the way I mean, I've known about it, but it also showed up as number one in my app several weeks ago. Let's see where it's ranked right now. I mean, it's been number one for quite some time. Celsius is currently ranked number two out of 6,059. Okay, 2 months ago it was number 11. 9 months ago it was number 13. So, you know, their sales, they do have a following, and they sell a lot of that stuff. The sales over their last four quarters have been 117% higher, 158, 192, and 167. That's four quarters in a row of explosive sales growth. And the earnings growth over the last two quarters has been 650%, 800%. They're going to report earnings in 10 days. The stock chart is as strong as it gets. It's a relative strength of 99. We have three big winners in our ultra growth portfolio today. We have this one, we have Repligen, and we have Arista Networks. And I think we only own 15 stocks right now in that portfolio. No inverse funds right now either. So that's a good one for us. Celsius Holdings, CELH, $7.7 billion in market cap. It's headquartered in Boca Raton, Florida, of all places. The weight loss capital of the world, right? You got to look good out there on that beach, flex those muscles. Okay, now, the second one I would feature, I'm going to come back to one again that we featured yesterday because it's following through today with a bold move. The solar and renewable stocks are definitely in play right now. First Solar had a very good report here recently. And, of course, the real catalyst underneath the renewables was Manchin flipping on the bill, Build Back Better, which is a lot smaller than the original Build Back Better, but it includes a lot of money for the renewables. You know, I... I exposed the story on, I was on with Megyn Kelly on Fox News several years ago. I had inside a friend that was in the industry tell me that, what was Solyndra in the Bay Area, that those, their tubes were not working. They were round like fluorescent tubes, and the idea was they would attract more sun rays. But it didn't work out, and that thing basically a lot of money went down the tubes, pardon the pun there. And I happened to get on. That was back when I, you know, was actively seeking. I had a publicist and all this and that. I don't do that anymore because I'm here looking at stock charts. But it was pretty intimidating, you know. I mean, Megyn Kelly was a big thing back then, and she grilled me, right? And I said, look, what can I say? Solyndra's going down. The tubes don't work. And it did. It went down the tubes. Well, anyways, Maxeon Solar, they're working just fine. That's out of Singapore. Look at that chart start to really take off there. It's got a 97 relative strength, MAXN, in the Best Stocks Now app. Let's check it out. And we do know that the number two sector in the market right now is solar. Maxeon's ranked number 191 out of 6,065. And the third one, I'm going to go with a water stock. Water's a problem. There's a lot of issues around the world. The Euphrates River is drying up, if you did not know. You could look it up. Lake Mead is hitting an all-time low as the Colorado River just can't keep up with the demand and the lack of rainfall. Xylem, X-Y-L, makes water equipment and all kinds of different products for the water industry, X-Y-L, and that stock is starting to take off. There's several there in that water. There's also a desalinization stock, ERII, which is also taking off right now. Water, a big issue right now.
I remember years ago when they came out with a water ETF.
So. I think it's still out there, and I think it's WTR. Let me see. No, it's not. Maybe it's Aqua. I don't know, but there is a water ETF. IYW, I don't know. You can look it up. It's very liquid, too. All right, so now, if you'd like to talk to us, okay, Barry's back in town. He's talking to people. His phone is ringing off the hook. And Edie sets up the appointments for him. You can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. To set up an appointment, a free review, a commentary on your current plan. We've just went through a big sell-off in the market. We could have another one. We will have another one at some point in the future. It's not a good time, in my opinion, to be in passive portfolios. And if you'd like to get 2 free weeks of the newsletter, which, you know, it's a market timing newsletter, and it's a stock-picking newsletter, the best of all worlds. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.